Hey, welcome to another edition or episode of the Mobile Forensic Examiner. Today I have Terry Sneary, another fantastic law enforcement officer from the great state of Ohio, who's been doing this for quite some time, 23 years, and I'm going to let him do a little bit of an intro of himself and tell us a little bit about what you do, where you work, kind of mobile forensics as a background.
I'm a sergeant with the Allen County Sheriff's Office. I've been here for 23 years. For the last year, I've been assigned to the Northwest Ohio Technology Crimes Unit as a digital forensics examiner.
Oh, excellent. So in the digital forensics, do you examine computers or kind of anything with the 0 and 01, including obviously mobile devices?
Yeah, pretty much anything. But my main focus, I'm mostly focus on the mobile devices.
Okay. So, I mean, how long have you been doing just mobile devices?
I'm rather new and only about a year.
Okay, excellent. And so, you know, and what's funny, when I was a law enforcement officer and I did the same thing, right? Computer forensics, and kind of examining all the digital data, and then I progressed to moved to kind of mobile devices, and I kind of found that the mobile devices really kind of took over, and you just have to only do mobile devices, because someone finds that you have a detective come in and say, hey, can you get the stuff off of this phone? And as soon as you dump that data, then you become like a rock star, right? Everyone has to come to you and bring every phone that they have. And so now that's right. All you're doing are mobile devices. Is that kind of what you see as well?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. You know, we started out really slow and wound up with a couple of significant cases early on, and now they just flood us, and everybody mm-hmm. thinks their solution is right there on that phone or whatever.
Right, isn't that funny? They'll come in and they'll say, hey, you know what, it's just this phone. You know, it has to be just like a computer, so I know you're going to get everything off of it.
Yeah, that's exactly what they think. You know, they think it's just a cookie cutter and every one of them's the same, and that's, as we know, that's not true.
Right, that's the funny thing is that there's an expectation, right, because they watch CSI and they see all these shows, that they're just going to, hey, I'm going to dump this, and here's all the data, and I'm going to solve every case in about 30 minutes or less.
Exactly. They think every answer to every question is on that phone, and, unfortunately, we know that's not the case.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the examinations of mobile devices, do you use multiple tools? Have you found out using multiple tools kind of leads you to, say, getting more data?
Yeah, we have a couple of different tools that we use, MPE Plus being one, also Cellbrite UFED we use. It helps us if we can use a couple different ones. It not only confirms the findings, but sometimes we can get a little more in a little different format, so it mostly helps the investigators so they can understand it a little better.
Yeah, exactly. And so I guess how many mobile devices do you do?
It varies, obviously. It's like feast or famine. We either get a bunch dumped on us, or we may go a week or so and not get much in. Last year, I was only here for about 6 months, the last half of the year. Probably had in the 200 range in that time. We're almost to that now, and we're not halfway through the year yet. So.
Wow, yeah. And so of these devices, are you seeing more, say, smart devices? And, I'm talking about iOS, Android, those types of devices than, say, the feature phone flip phones?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a move away from the legacy type of phones, and we're seeing mostly what we're seeing right now, I would have to say, is mostly Android, but we do get a lot of iOS devices.
Right. I mean, you can get them so cheap now, right? The Android, you can go to any store and get a relatively inexpensive, pay-as-you-go type smartphone now. So it just makes sense that you're going to see, a lot of those. And I'm seeing that as well as kind of the more the Android out in the field.
Definitely the prepays have been the wave. And, all these prepay companies have their Android or their own version. And, you know, so that's what we're getting flooded with right now.
Yeah, so Terry, what type of data do you think, what's most important in your job, as in mobile device data?
You know, it really depends on the case. Some cases focus on images, especially if it's a child pornography case or child exploitation case. We had a homicide a little over a week ago, and that was all focused on text messages, you know, getting things set up before, you know, before they actually done the committed the murder. So it varies case to case. And but I would have to say probably the majority is images. You know, it seems like the detectives like to see a picture of something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they always say, "Well, images are, you know, it's just worth a thousand words." Now, how about applications? Are you doing any? Deep dive. Are there any say applications that you've been using in any of the cases?
Other than the actual forensic programs, you know, we're seeing some application based investigations, meaning, you know, the offensives are committed on different instant messenger programs and chat apps, and so we're having to dig into those quite a bit more.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, and that's what it's kind of progressing that way as well. You know, when the majority of conversations that are occurring aren't necessarily on the SMS and MMS side, but kind of in those chat applications. I've been seeing that as well.
Yeah, exactly. With the younger groups, you know, the kids, you know, we're seeing a couple of different social media type of chat programs being utilized, or chat apps.
Right, for sure. Now, with MPE Plus, Access Data's mobile phone tool, I know that you utilize that. Is there a specific case? You know, not necessarily into the details. I understand. Obviously law enforcement. But was there a case that you used it on that obviously it helped with the case? Helped with you had this problem, and then obviously MPE Plus helped you with the solution.
Yeah, one of the things, and I have to be kind of vague because it is still pending. We had a pretty large case, which was a child exploitation case, and we didn't get MPE Plus until later in 2013. So you know, the UFED was our only option. Excuse me. So once we got MPE Plus, we decided to, you know, I decided to go back and look at this iPhone again, and we were actually able to carve out more deleted images, and one of them became important because we were able to see the suspect taking the photograph from a reflection in the mirror.
Oh, fantastic! So you utilized another tool. You used UFED. Then you went back to it, brought it into MPE Plus, imported that image, and then did the data carving and found additional images.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, again, the whole multi-tool approach, bringing that information in and obviously diving in. Because, you know, there isn't one tool in the world, obviously a mobile device tool, that's going to get everything, right? And so utilizing multiple tools, you're able to uncover some additional information.
Exactly. It's helped us a great deal having a secondary or two tools in the toolbox, as it were.
Right. Excellent. And so obtaining that picture, obviously, and you said with the suspect, were the prosecutors excited about that? Do you think that that's kind of a slam dunk?
Yeah, that's become a major issue in the case. So, you know, it's like I say, it's still pending, so I can't really go into a lot of details, but it's really helping out a great deal.
Oh, understandable. Very, very good. And again, with the applications, is there, I guess, talking still about MPE Plus, is there something or a feature that you might use more than others, a feature that you like more than others that you use all the time?
One of the things I really like about it, and, you know, some of the phones we get have huge amounts of SMS text messages. You know, we've gotten phones in already that have 20,000 text messages. You know, people never delete them. So the ease of being able to put those in conversation mode, I like. You know, it's right there in that left pane. You just click on that contact number, and there it is. And it's just like looking at the Android screen itself.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, the conversation, the little bubbles that you can run up there on any of the devices that have SMS. Yeah, you know, in this day and age, you know, being able to follow a conversation and a lot of the, again, with the text that it's going on, that does make it easy. And what's nice, again, it's visual for you, and you can kind of, you know, obviously, because we see that on our own devices, you're able to follow the conversation a little bit better.
Right. It really helps out. And, you know, most of the detectives, they pretty much want us to go through that. We don't always have time, but, you know, I try to do it a little bit and help them out and point them in the right direction of what's significant. And so that definitely makes it easier for us.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, and there's, you know, what's nice about that, too, is in the conversation view, in that SMS, obviously, what's nice is that you can sort them. You know, you can right click in the area where the SMS is. You can only select those items and only report on those particular items. So again, kind of filtering down the data, because, like you said, I mean, you're getting phones with, you know, 70,000. There was someone I was in a conference talking. They said they had one of 200,000.
Wow.
Text messages, and right. And so when you run into those, obviously it's probably 10. You know, text messages that you're really, you're really thinking about, and being able to kind of filter it to only those 10 makes it obviously easy for the detective to only go through those 10 messages, not have to look through 200,000 messages to find the one that you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. The filter option on there is just fantastic. You know, it lets us weed through all the garbage and get to really what we're looking for. It reduces the amount of time we have to put into it.
Yeah, well, good, and those fantastic stories. And now, the big question is this: now, you being a digital examiner, do you enjoy examining a mobile device? As in, you know, the data that you can receive off a mobile device more than you would in your, say, life as a computer forensic examiner?
Yeah, I do. People, for some reason, tend to put their lives more out on their phones. You know, that I don't think they think anybody else is ever going to look at them. And so, yeah, I like it a lot better. I like the challenge of getting into some of them. You know, that can always be a challenge. And so I enjoy it.
Good, good, yeah. And that's, you know what, obviously, it's sort of progressing, whereas, you know, originally, you know, people doing computer forensics, and then they move into mobiles, they're like, you know what, I don't want anything to do with it. And it really comes down to, yeah, they are more work, but you're exactly right. I think that the treasure trove, right, of the evidence, it's more personal, the data on these mobile devices. And so once you unlock that and you're able to get into that information, I mean, again, it's for me, and it sounds like for you as well, it's a much more rewarding.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it was you know, I spent a lot of time in my career as just a street cop, and so in the time I've been here, I've probably done more good to catch bigger criminals and put them in prison than I did all that time as a street cop.
Yeah, you know what? And that's probably the biggest thing right there, right? More satisfaction. In doing your job,
it's a great deal of satisfaction. And you know, when you can get some of these guys that are really hurting children and things like that, it really is very satisfying. And you know, these tools help do that.
Excellent, very, very good. Now we'll kind of close it up. Is there anything that you're seeing today, say mobile devices, things that are progressing towards that? You know, anything that's going on that you know you might want to relay as well?
One of the things we're seeing a lot of now is, as we mentioned earlier, is the prepay and the Chinese chipset phones. So it's getting more difficult because, you know, you get a lot of off brands anymore. You know, just things that a couple of years ago I'd never even heard of.
Right, yeah. So the prepaid phones, especially with the Android, our last conversation that we had with Bruce Downey, he was utilizing it because, you know, the prepaid, say, an Android that you get from a box store, that they shut the USB ports down. What he started using is the D-Solo that we have for Android, because they shut the USB ports down. But if you use our D-Solo with the SD card, you can insert that and actually run our Android application from the SD card and pull all the data to the SD instead of the USB port, so that they have it on these prepaids, which I thought was brilliant. Obviously that's a feature that it might help on some of those Android prepaids where they shut the USB port down. And the Chinese chipsets, you know, say these the cheaper phones, I am seeing a lot of those coming as well. And that's one of the reasons we brought MP plus Velociter into the mix to try to grab and attack some of those as well.
And that's one of the things on my wish list that I'm hoping for, you know, fairly quickly.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Terry, that's about the time that we have. I appreciate the conversation. Very, very good stuff. Mobile forensics, mobile devices, they're going to be around for a long, long time. So hopefully you stick around there. It sounds like you're doing great things, and I appreciate the time that you have given to us here on the Mobile Forensic Examiner.
No problem, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Mobile Forensic Examiner, where we discuss today's approach and tomorrow's data for mobile devices. The Mobile Forensic Examiner focuses on the problems and their solutions that are encountered by real examiners using today's mobile forensic tools.